the ticket.
Well, it's the final show of Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco. A fantabulous week so far. We have a big show planned for you today. It all started with a meeting at about 1 o'clock in the lobby of our hotel as the Invasion came back from their show. And Matt McLaren handed me a pair of sweats. Now, if you missed earlier programs,
Chacho,
I have lost Picks with Friends. And the payoff has been all of my sports friends get to pick an outfit for me to wear every single day. And it's been lots of fun and craziness and all that. And I'm sorry to those that are like, you're not suffering enough.
Well, as a player in the game, I will say you are, because I know how much I would have hated this week. And that's really the only bar you can use. Do you agree, Dave?
Yeah, I would have been humiliated, but I'm not the snake.
That's true. No, it's not his fault he's so handsome.
Yeah, and he just doesn't care.
Right. Whereas, unfortunately, I'm an embarrassment, and I do care.
But the fact that he doesn't care and isn't humiliated
is bothersome.
Well, it's held against all of us that created the outfits. Like, you guys just mailed it in. You guys suck.
Well, yes. I think the outfits have been great. Like, I thought they were all, like, super fun. And then today, of course, Matt McLaren famously tried to make duct tape pants. And
they shrank.
They shrank. And it didn't.
Pressurized cabin.
It didn't work. And so.
That can't be held against you, though.
No.
That's the thing.
No. And so we came up with an idea a couple of nights ago to replace it, and so we agreed on him going and getting a pair of pants and then cutting one of the legs off and then on the back of it in duct tape writing in very large letters the word sex. And so I got duct tape from Killer. I got the pants from McLaren. I got the scissors from the hotel front desk. I'm sitting out there like in my arts and crafts little workshop. I cut the leg off.
It's your little workstation.
And then I've got to place the pants down on a table in front of God and country and make duct tape sex letters.
He didn't even do that.
No, he did. I did it. When's the last time that you made sex pants for yourself?
Well, thankfully, I've been able to avoid it my whole life.
It was one of the weirdest things ever, and really,
even being asked is a weird thing, to be honest.
Right, and I kind of didn't know how big it was supposed to be. I don't know. I've never done this before.
You did a great job on the sex pants.
Yeah, and it was one try too, because I was really kind of embarrassed because people were looking, and you know, it's sex pants.
Yeah, you perfectly centered it.
Yeah, and
there was a lot of "What's your story, precious?"
One guy walked up and he's like, "What are you spelling?" I'm like, "Well, there's an S and an E, and I'm not a big SEC guy, so let's just guess what the next letter is." So,
boy, SEC would have been great though too.
Yeah, look at this guy; he just loves it. It does mean more to him.
But it's like, you know how in Zoolander they had the derelict,
yeah,
dress line where they looked like they were unhoused.
Right.
This is like the snake cocaine sex all night collection, because you've got the nipple shirt the sex pants and the spatula hat.
Yeah. And
so if you need to spank someone, you can spank them with O to B McDowell.
And that's the other thing, is this shirt that McLaren gave me where he cut the nipples out. It stinks. Like,
why?
I don't know.
Like, it's one of his old dirty shirts and he'd never washed it?
I don't know. But it's just gross. And it's, you know, like, I put it on, I'm like, man, this smells. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, I made my own. I guess I could take these home. But Killer wants to take all the clothes and except for the.
Throw them in the sea.
No, he wants, in case we do another ticket museum someday, he wants to have that archived. Except for Dave's overalls.
Yeah, I'm going to return
which he
those.
Wants to return them and get his money back.
What'd you spend on overalls?
Like 50 bucks.
And I did wear, you know, I wore the overalls last night to dinner, and And then we went out, and I did get complimented.
Yeah, the bartender, the female, cute female Asian bartender was like, I like your overalls.
I know.
And then you forgot to give me credit.
I know. I thought it would have been so great. Instead of saying thank you to her, if I would have gone like, oh, my God, he bought them for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was even today on the streets at the stoplight, there was like white businessman, and he's like sizing you up, but he doesn't know what to make of you, and he's giving you the head to toe, and then I think he like catches himself, like he realizes he's staring, but he had a lot of questions, but he didn't have the courage to ask.
No, very few do have the courage to ask what's going on, man.
So what's your deal?
Yeah.
but yeah, you know, I honestly. Again, all of this is seen, and maybe only if you're in the game can you see it the way we see it, which is, man, I'm so happy I don't have to do that.
Yeah, because it's you're closed for the entire day.
Where some P1s really do want to see us take one of his fingers each day for losing picks.
Right. Oh, look, you don't have a hand now.
Or he has to get all of his losses from this season tattooed on his leg or something. Like, we understand you want us in pain, but we're not going to do that over football picks. But a week of humiliation is appropriate. And I will say, I would have hated to have been you this week because, like George, I would have looked ridiculous each day. And it would have been in my kitchen. And, you know, I would not have done as well. So I can't hold that against you. You're like G.I. Joe where they can put on the scuba suit or the freaking desert or whatever, you know, outfit
different
you want to
fatigues.
Put him in. Yeah, yeah. And he's like, yeah, yeah, G.I. Joe would be great here.
And I do want to say, logistically, getting five people who are not the most conscientious, organized people all the time.
Fashion forward.
To get outfits together, then to get them all out here, and then to get them all to you, and then you executing them every day. It was a little bit of doing.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's a lot.
So we make this look easy, but it's not, is what
right,
you say.
Right.